Hello.
Hello.
And welcome to Amongst Friends. I am, well, this is, let's say it that way. This is yours truly, Bree Cooley, and I have with me this evening, as usual.
Oh, D-Rob is in the building.
Oh, yeah.
Breezy right here.
Breezy right here.
Even though his mic ain't on.
Right, let's turn that on and try it.
Breezy right here. How y'all doing this evening?
Hey, boo.
Hey, boo. How you doing?
So, I'm in charge tonight.
Uh-oh.
I'm so not prepared.
It's about to get real, y'all.
Tonight's topic is living a lie.
Uh-oh.
Had to survive.
Perpetrating a fraud.
Living.
Are you a fraud perpetrator?
Okay. So, this is how you can reach out to us. I'm on it. I'm on it a little bit.
On it.
I'm on it a little bit. We are on the Facebook. We have two Facebook pages. We have a fan page, which is Amongst Friends Radio Talk Show.
Correct. Cindy Frieza.
And then we also have, I'm sorry, this is so distracting. What are you doing, darling?
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
And then we have Amongst_Friends on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And you can call in
760-683-2662.
Y'all, I'm off my game tonight, and I apologize. Sincerely, I haven't been all the way right since this man tried to kill me earlier.
What?
Yeah. That's a story for another day. But he was dead wrong.
Who dared try to harm my Bree?
This dude was dead wrong, and he was sitting behind someone that was making a left turn, and he was trying to go around them. But he waited too long. I was already in the lane, and he decided he was going to jerk his car in front of me. So I honked my horn. He stopped. I kept driving. He decided to run up on me. So I ran a light. He ran the light. I ran another light. He ran that light. And then he swerved and tried to hit me, but I took a quick right into the grocery store. But that's neither here nor there.
Road rage is well in a mud.
Yeah, people like that make me wish I had a license to carry a gun, just so I could put one on them and be like, I'm sorry, is that a problem? Sir, you're trying to kill me.
Well, it's legal in D.C., isn't it?
No, you know what? We're not even going to get into that. Living a lie. So, I had no idea what I was going to talk about. Even though I knew I was hosting the show, I like to be on Vogue.
Free-flowing.
And no, why don't you let me say what I'm saying now? I like to be on Vogue, on trend, and in the moment, of the moment. Quit owning me, lady. So, Caitlyn Jenner.
You mean Bruce?
No, she said, call me Caitlyn.
With a C, not a K. All T, all shade.
Okay.
That ain't his name, what? Son.
His mama never
I mean, that ain't Clay. Her name.
Now, you know what's funny, though? Okay, he's saying that, but also Drake Bell said that he was going to continue to call him Bruce, and your face says it all. Who is Drake Bell? Exactly. Who is Drake Bell? Why don't you shut the hell up? So, Drake Bell was Drake and Josh, Nickelodeon, or is it Disney? See, I don't even know. You know why? Because Drake Bell is nobody, but everybody knows Bruce Jenner / Caitlyn Jenner.
Her name is Caitlyn Jenner,
okay,
and I'm
going
to respect her right to be Caitlyn Jenner. Even though, don't get me started. Because I'm, like, really angry at him because I get it. Live your own life. I get it totally. You know, you've been dealing with this stuff for 60 years. You came out. You cross-dressed. You told your first wife. And she was like, no. And then you went back in when you was hiding it. Then you got married to another chick, had some more kids. And so you've been living this lie of who you really are. But then when you decide that you're going to come out, like 5 years when everybody was saying that he was acting like a real B-I-T-C-H, that was the time to talk to your kids about your transition, not 6 to 9 months before you're going to have the total change. That is so unfair to them. Yeah, they were aware that you were cross-dressing, but becoming a damn woman when you were a man, that's not fair to the kids. Like, I was pissed off.
Think about the kids, man.
I mean, my thing is, I get it. You know, there are times when I feel like I'm not living who I truly am because, you know, what society is going to say or what my parents want me to be or who my friends think I'm going to be. But, nigga, you got kids.
Grown kids.
Not even grown kids.
Not all of them are grown.
I mean,
not all of them are grown.
What's her name wasn't even 18 yet before, she had just turned 18 this year. And on top of that, this bride is having self-esteem issues, meaning that's why she got the stuff in her lips and shit.
Because of his ass.
Not because of him, but because she has self-esteem issues. And then your daddy don't want to be your daddy no more? He won't be your girlfriend? And you don't have 5 years or 60 years to get used to the idea. You got 6 to 9 months. Nigga, I was heated. I was like, and then Kris Jenner, I mean, don't get me wrong, she be doing the dang thing for her family, making the money, but I felt so bad for her.
I'm sorry, could you hear that?
Really? I felt bad for her, too. I've been married to this man for 20 years. And now, one of the things that I applauded her for on the show, she was just like, you out here telling your truth, but I need you to tell the truth, the actual truth, the people who see you every day. And then he said, you're the hardest person to tell this about. And she said, well, maybe it's because I'm the one you've been lying to the longest. And I was like, damn, Kris, say it. I was upset.
I can't find it in my good Christian heart to give a fat baby's ass about Kris Jenner's feelings.
Ma'am, she is a woman whose husband is now a woman.
She's also a she-devil. No, because
Kris Jenner has
way better taste than Caitlyn.
Wait, hold up.
Caitlyn had on that rainbow dress.
No, but she was saying I used to take her clothes.
I was like, yo.
Huh?
What, Slim? He was like, yeah, I took some of her clothes. That's what he said.
Don't steal from me. I don't give a shit what it is. Don't steal from me.
Well, he also took some of Kim's stuff, too.
But imagine he taking your thongs, though. How was your
Listen, Slim. Now, you're going too far.
Please, with all due respect, do not put your nuts in my thong, sir. Thank you.
Well, he ain't got no nuts no more.
So I'm asking you a question.
Wait, that's gone too?
Yeah, he's
he got a jiggle-jaggle?
Yes! He's a full... He is no longer...
She.
He.
I mean, she.
Is now she.
Tell me how true this is. I was told that...
I don't know.
He doesn't... He or she doesn't feel that they're gay. It's like they're supposed to be a woman, so...
Yeah.
Okay, no.
He's a lesbian.
No.
He's
no. What he said was, because I didn't do the whole interview when it first came out and all this kind of stuff. I actually watched Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Whatever their name is. I watched the show leading up to him coming out and all this kind of stuff. And so Kim asked him, because she was just like, you know, nobody's really talking about it. You know, everybody's really trying to be there for the girls, but nobody's there for mom. And I'm just wondering, when you had sex with mom, did you not want to do it? And he was like, yeah, I like being with a woman, blah, blah, blah. So she was like, so does that mean you're a lesbian? And he was like, what I'm going to say is that when the process changes, we're just going to let whatever happen. Dude, is you gay?
What the hell does that mean?
Is you gay?
You know what? He's being totally selfish.
That's what I said.
Shim.
They.
He's not a shim. He has had the transformation.
the bony ass elbows on the band knee fear.
Listen, he has had the transformation. But I will say, he looks really good.
Well, you know.
Yes, he does.
He looked like Janice Dickinson and Jessica Lange.
He looks really good.
I saw the band knee fear. I knew right away it was a man.
No, you didn't.
I did.
No, you didn't.
Just balancing.
If you wouldn't, if they wouldn't have put.
No, co-worker of mine, he cropped it, so it took out the name. He's like, look at the chick right here. I said, homie, there ain't no damn chick. You got me messed up.
Man, you know the chick. I mean, she looks good, and I'll say it again. Do whatever you got to do. You know, at the end of the day, we're going to all have to talk to Jesus, God, whatever. We're going to have to answer up and all that. And if Jesus is okay with it, then I'm okay with it. I ain't worried about it. I ain't got no hell to put you in. I ain't got no pot. None of it. I ain't got none of it. It is you. But I was really upset about the whole telling the kids and then not even a year. I mean, you didn't even give me a year. You didn't give me a year to even process it. It was like you told the world that you're going
to
become a woman.
And AC turned off or down.
Yeah.
So at what age did he knew that he was supposed to be a woman?
Long time ago.
Dude, he said he'd been dealing with this for over 60 years.
Long time ago.
So I'm asking you, while he was a
yes. athlete? Yes. He was cross-dressing.
World class athlete. He probably should be wearing some heels.
Absolutely.
I mean, even female athletes wear cleats, sir. That was sexy.
Well, no, I'm talking about him. I ain't talking about him.
He ain't out here running. He wasn't gonna be running in no easy spirit pump. Looks like a pump.
Well, the way he acted, the way he acted now, I wouldn't be surprised.
Nah. But okay. I just he said he's finally.
Did we get the approval? Yay, nay.
Yeah, I thought I posted it, but it didn't show up. Maybe he deleted it. Okay. But, excuse that. So, you can post. he said he's finally living his truth. And I'm thinking to myself, what? I wonder if people realize how selfish they're being by doing stuff like this.
But let me ask you this.
And I understand it's complicated and it's complex and it's going to hurt and it's going to make you be ridiculed and it's going to blah, blah, blah. I get it. But damn, you damn near 70, 65 years old and decide. So now I'm going to get my vagina. What?
Well, you know what Scott said? Scott, who is the boyfriend of one of the Kardashians.
Just stop saying their name.
Kardashians. He said, so you get to have two lives. You know what I'm saying? You get to live two lives. You get to be a male and a woman. You know, he was like, that's pretty sweet. And I think that every last one of them who was, you know, who were being very supportive, I think it was kind of forced, truth be told.
I mean, nothing
that the Kardashians has ever done has been sincere, genuine, from the heart, none of that. Nothing they've ever done has been sincere.
I'm not going to say that. Can't nobody see your face, man.
Can't nobody see your face. Hell no.
Okay. Anyway.
Never have they.
That's all. Here's the thing. I don't think it's selfish. If you decide early on in your life that this is what I'm going to do and I'm going to own it, I'm going to let. I'm saying there are transgender people out there, and they have decided, you know, now this is who I am. I've never felt like a man. I've never felt like a woman. This is how I'm going to move forward in life. And I say to you, do what you do, boo. However you feel like you need to be, express yourself, do that.
Right.
You are, I don't, so if you're living that way, I don't think you're being selfish. You're
just being
true to yourself.
I'm saying
but,
waiting 60 years,
yes,
having
absolutely.
Two families,
absolutely.
A rack of children, and then like, yeah, don't want to do this anymore. Actually, never wanted to do this, but now everybody loves me. What?
That's what it was. He was just like, this is a really difficult time. I just, this is hard for me. And I was like, I don't care. Y'all should have seen me. I was sitting here just watching TV, and I was just like, you selfish, nigga. You selfish. You selfish.
I ain't watched no parts of none
you
of
you selfish.
Nothing.
How do you do this to the kids? I ain't got no daddy no more. You won't be my best friend?
So now you got two mammies.
Ma'am. Mm-hmm. Mammy? Really? Mm-hmm. Mammy.
Mm-hmm.
Mammy, is where we going?
Mm. Oh. Yours is still there.
Oh, okay. I see it.
But we do have a caller. So, caller, you have the mic. Say what you say, man. Yeah.
I got a real big sigh. Let me sigh first. Hold on.
Oh, I know this voice.
I want to say this. First of all, I don't give two shits about the Kardashian family. I can give two shits about anything they do in their life. That's first of all. Let's make that clear. Number two, we can't sit here right after having all this stuff happen in Baltimore and everywhere else with black people and sit here and try to marginalize another small group of people, which are transgenders. Yeah, it's fucked up. Yeah, people got families. People got kids. Families are torn. That shit happens to regular people, too. So if he mm-hmm. want to go change his, cut his dick off and have a pussy, they can have that. Fine. But we can't sit there and just choose that we want to ridicule them, but then we're upset when people ridicule us as black people. Let that man have that.
He can have it. But what about the children? That's all I'm saying. What about the children?
What about the children who ain't got fathers who are straight? There's no difference.
Different to me, God dang it.
I think that the difference here is that he said he's finally living his truth, and, like, he, I don't know, like, I just can't imagine being forced back into the closet or whatever. It's not even a closet because he's not even gay, though. It's
well.
Or, wait, no.
Well,
that's true. That man's been living with
well,
that for a long
well,
time.
Well, he's
and
not gay
is,
now. He wouldn't be considered gay now because he's had a full surgery. He is now technically a woman.
Well, true. But, and there's nothing you can tell me that all of a sudden they found out on this show. All that shit was planned for a long time. That's why they keep keeping these assholes on TV. This was the next storyline for this year because people were getting tired of that.
Oh, he already has his own show.
I was just going to say, he already has his show, which I was like, when I first saw that he was coming out, I was like, they're just prepping for a show. That's all that is.
Yeah, that's all. Like but anyway, someone. Y'all have at it.
That's all you got, man?
That's all I got for right now. I just keep going, and, you know, I go back in, and you're here.
Thank you for calling.
Okay. Now, y'all can also get back in on the conversation by calling 760-683-2662.
And then press 1.
Press 1 so that we know.
In.
Yes. Press 1 so that you can talk, and I see that someone else has already pressed 1, so we're going to let them talk as well. We apologize. I'm just now seeing that. So, Dr. T, what you got to say?
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Can you hear me? Because I'm in my car.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have treated a few transgender people. My most recent is a 63-year-old man who just decided that he was going to finally transition.
Mm-hmm.
It is a really, really difficult thing to do. They spend all their lives trying to convince themselves that they don't really feel this way, that maybe they're just gay, or maybe they just like to cross-dress, and they try to fool themselves, and they have families. And when you get to 60, 65 years old and you're staring down the barrel of your own mortality, at some point you got to be like, well, look, I can't do this anymore. And you gotta be yourself. I think it's always a question that comes up, you know, when an older person decides that they're going to transition. But to know exactly what people who are transgender go through on a daily basis, I mean, this guy's been transitioning for 3 years. He's only had the hormones, and he's been beat nearly to death at least 4 times in public by strangers. It's not an easy decision to come to at all. It's not fun. You have to really prepare yourself for the fact that you will likely lose everything and everyone in your life. It's really, really difficult. It's harder for him to make that decision.
And so this is one of another thing. I believe that the young lady from Orange Is the New Black, she did an article about how there are so many transgender people out there who are not able to do the full. The full switch because they don't have the financial capacity to do so. So it's even harder. And so here we are, you know, applauding Bruce and all this kind of stuff, but he's afforded a certain type of liberty that most transgenders aren't.
Right.
That's true because they have a very high unemployment rate. It's hard for them to have a place to live. If they're not already wealthy, it's really difficult to even be able to get the hormones. You certainly can't afford the surgery. He has a lot of privilege in this, and that's great. And, you know, hopefully people who have privilege speaking out will help the people who don't have privilege. But in the meantime, they're still suffering. This person that I treat doesn't leave the house because they're afraid of being harmed by a stranger for no reason at all.
Now here's my thing. I 100% understand what you're saying and where you're coming from. But the big difference between the person that you're treating and Bruce Jenner Caitlyn Jenner is millions of dollars.
Millions.
Yes. Absolutely.
So at no point after he was a champion athlete was he broke. And I hate to say it like this, but money can afford you a lot of things, including paying people to leave you the hell alone or whatever, you know, or
right.
being above reproach, honestly.
Right.
So,
but he's still a human being.
Yeah, no. I understand. But what I'm saying is I'm a little more critical, I guess, of him because of who he is and, I guess,
what liberties he's been afforded.
Yeah. What he's been afforded because of who he is and his money and his race, honestly.
And his race. Because
and
even
race,
in
yeah.
all of... And I say that because even with... the Laverne from mm-hmm. The Orange Is New Black, I didn't even know she had a cover until she did that article because she had an article and she was on the page, you know, she was on the front cover of some magazine. I can't remember. I'm sorry. You know.
Time magazine.
Yeah.
And if you're kind of aware of that world, you knew about it when it happened.
Right, but I'm saying, but I didn't know about that. You know what I'm saying?
It show up all over your timeline.
Right, it was Chris, right, Caitlyn Jenner was on everybody's timeline. You know what I'm saying? And
well,
so it's just like.
Maybe you have to pay attention to who your friends are.
Well.
Because Laverne Cox is all over my timeline, and all of the transgendered youth that are being murdered were on my timeline, but not everybody knows about that.
But you're right. I was just going to say you're in that profession, though.
Dr. T, are you aware of what your Halsey brothers are?
Am I aware of who?
What's your Kowski brothers? I might be saying the name wrong. Anyways, they're the brothers that produced the Matrix movies. Well, anyway, one of them he is transgender. He transitioned, I think, like a year after the first Matrix came out, and he's been living as my boy. And so, yeah. So
he's been living as a woman, you're saying?
Yeah, he transitioned 2 years ago. One of them. So they're no longer Wojciechowski brothers.
They're the Wojciechowski siblings.
Yeah. I mean, what are
they? Well, they produce the Matrix movies.
Yeah. I did see the Matrix, though. Go me.
I mean, so I want to say that, again, I don't have a problem with being transgender. I think my biggest frustration was in all of the counseling that, you know, I am aware of the counseling that needs to take place when you're considering doing the whole surgery and stuff like that. There's like a whole long process. My thing is, and, you know, it did not appear that his family was afforded that same privilege to be in the counseling to prepare them. Because even on the show, you know, like Chloe, I mean, like she was like really upset and she was saying, you know, I'm sitting here thinking about when was the last, she's like, you know, I may need to go and take pictures of Bruce before he becomes Caitlin because the process was so fast. And so I felt like that was so very selfish because, you know, yeah, he's going through it and yeah, he's dealing with it, but the family is affected by it as well. And that's what upset me.
Yeah, I think that's why I'm saying it was selfish because of the, like, I understand sometimes you have to do you. Not sometimes, but most of the time you have to do you. But it's just the way that he went about, I can't say what I would have done if I were him, but just the way that he went about it was, it has to hurt everybody else.
Everybody. The wife, the kids, I mean, and
both
then
wives.
Right. Well, no. See, because the first wife, she knew, and which is what led to their divorce, because she was like, nah, bruh, that's what happened. You need to get it together. And I was told that at one point he had, before he got with Kris Jenner, he had had the breast augmentation surgery, and then when he got with Kris, he before or somewhere in between, I don't know all the facts, so don't quote me on this, but then he removed them. That's one of the things that I heard. I don't know how true that is. So he was like, it was like he had decided that he wanted to go ahead.
You're trying to feel bad for Kris Jenner, and it's not
going to
happen.
But I'm saying he had decided that he was going to go ahead and live that life, and then for whatever reason, he went back into seclusion and then got with Kris, had 2 kids, and then that's where I'm having an issue. You already struggling with your, that's not fair, yo.
To bring other people into
that's
it.
Not fair.
I think he should have done it.
And here's the thing. I can understand Kris Jenner and their kids because Kim said that she knew he was cross-dressing, but that was a secret that she kept to herself. I can understand cross-dressing. You know, if you feel pretty in women's clothing and all this kind of stuff, do your thing, bruh. You know what I'm saying? If you're not sleeping with other men and all that kind of stuff, hey, we can deal with it. Now, Breezy, you're over here shaking your head, but I'm saying there's a lot of stuff that our partners who were in relationships that they do that wouldn't be appreciated had it been public knowledge, but we accept it because we appreciate the love, the support, and the finances
you
or whatever
put
else.
Different things in a relationship. That's
right.
Different things are okay.
Right. And so I'm saying I can do you cross-dressing, but you wanting to become a woman, you know what I'm saying, and then you deciding that you want a divorce and all this kind of stuff and you fighting out, hell, maybe I want to be in a lesbian relationship. You know what I'm saying? Let me do that, you know, or whatever. Let me support you all the way to the end. Don't come being pissed off at me and you want a divorce, and now I got to understand what you're going through. You know what I'm saying? I have to be supportive because, and this is what I truly feel about the Kardashians, is, listen, nigga, you know that Kardashian is a brand. We make money off this shit. And so listen, even though I am pissed off as hell at you, you have fucked up my life. I either got to support you or take a hit from the LBJTV. I'm sorry.
LBJTQI.
Whatever. I got to take a hit.
I think A is it. Yeah.
But I got to take a hit if I'm in disagreement. And actually, they're a large following of
right.
that brand.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So even if I'm
now
pissed
you're
off.
Forcing me into a
exactly. You're messing with my papers.
Yeah.
People talk about us on a daily basis. And so now I got to be supported. So, of course, I'm pissed. I am so pissed off. I am hurt. I don't know what you're doing. And I don't went too far. I'm just really upset. Maybe it's because I got daddy issues and the nigga wasn't considerate of his kids. And I'm looking at Kris Jenner with all your money and all this kind of stuff, and you feel like you privileged that you can just go out there and say, I got to live my life and be who I am. Nigga, no. You got to realize that you got kids and think about them first. And then think about you. No, I didn't. No, the hell he didn't. So fuck that, fuck him, fuck up. Man, I was mad. Oh, man, I was really mad at
you. Do you want me to refer you to somebody? You seem to have some things you need to discuss.
Ma'am, I was a little upset about that show, and I was watching it. I like paused that TV and was cussing Bruce out. Like, you ain't just gonna fuck out their kids, you asshole. Excuse me, Jesus. But you asshole, Jesus, you know he an asshole. You know it, I know it, we all know it. Okay. So, you got something else you
want to
talk about?
Yeah, we're
going to
move on now.
I'm
going to
go now.
Thank you for calling in. If you could just email her a referral.
Wait, somebody else wants to talk.
She needs to talk to someone.
I don't need to talk to nobody.
Yeah, no, but you do.
No, I don't. I was just upset. Okay. Hold up, there's somebody else who wants to say something. I'm sorry. I done been talking. Brie, I done took over your show. Ma'am, what do you have to say? Your line is open.
I just want you to go seek the help that you need to get.
Boo, that's what
you I really want you to talk to somebody.
That's what you're going to do to me?
No, but seriously, y'all got to respect the fact that at least, you know, if he went and got breast augmentation surgery and then took him out, okay, he got married again, had some kids, okay. But at least he didn't do this while these kids are young. Imagine how much elevated his stress and his denial of his situation rose when this family decided that they wanted to be on TV and become a brand. And he had to sit there and play face with them and dig deeper within himself to hide that. At least his kids are grown. They're at the house. They have their own careers. They're making their money. Let me live me now. Let me do me. You can't sit there. You can die from the level of stress that you from holding things like that inside of you. Everybody's grown. They've lived their life. They have their good memories. You know, let him do him.
Love life.
What's an appropriate amount of time? Should he just say, no, I'm just going to keep living this life for the rest of my life?
I don't know. I really don't know what I would have done in his case, but it just seems very
selfish.
It seems very
I don't think it's selfish. I think that he gave it an appropriate amount of time as far as the age of his children and what they're doing in their lives. Now, it's not going to stop them from making money. They're going to keep continuing doing their thing. It's just like like people say, when my kids grow and they get out the house, I get to get my groove back. I get to go get me a little two-seater in the loft. I get to chill out because my kids are grown and they're grown and they're gone.
Why are you hollering in the
background like people aren't talking?
Because I don't hear.
I'm
talking
to
soul, you.
Yeah. I don't even know what to say because I don't want her to start going off again.
I'm not going off. I'm going to keep my thoughts to myself. I didn't say what I wanted to say.
Okay. All
right. Be robbing.
Oh, my.
My
God, livid.
He said heated.
I don't think there's an appropriate amount of time that someone in that type of predicament could wait. Any time is going to be a problem for someone.
I do see what you're saying. See, this is my thing. I don't have a horse in this race. So my opinion may fluctuate. But I do think it's a little selfish for him to do that the way that he did it.
That's all I'm saying. I'm just a little bit more passionate about it.
You never know what his true coming out to his family was. It probably
His first wife knew. I don't know. I'm ready to move on, though, because I can't. Ma'am, are you making a salad over there?
Do you not know what a dirty martini is?
That's not a dirty martini. That is a filthy martini. That is a half jar of olives.
There's not a half jar. Bree, don't be trying to hype these people up for nothing.
Ma'am, can you join us, please?
I'm joining you. I'm still talking.
But you're talking to yourself.
I'm not talking about anything.
Hello? Oh, sorry. Is that dead air? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can move on.
So listen, I appreciate you calling in, but I have got to move on from Caitlyn Jenner because now my head hurts.
As you can see, mine hurt too.
About to hurt even more. So let's talk about transparency, shall we?
Yes, let's talk about transparency.
Now, a lot of people feel that being transparent means that everybody knows your business. Why are you making that face? Is something wrong?
I'm gonna fix it real quick.
Okay.
There we go.
Okay. What would you define as transparency, briefly? Like, personally?
That would be today. I would love for you to. I was just wondering when you were going.
Well, I'll tell you, I'll tell you full disclosure of important things.
Wait, who?
No, you need my opinion.
I'm just saying. Are you saying things that are only important to you?
No, important to the friendship, the relationship, the partnership.
Okay, see, because
not everything is pertinent to.
Right. No, I was just saying that because you were real borderline truth by lies by omission.
We're
you know what I'm saying? And I know that. That's why I was like, I need you to clarify because when you say what's important, if it's not important to me, I'm not sharing it. Then I'm not gonna move ahead.
So transparency. See.
Transparency is telling all of the truth. Mine, whether it's my truth in the moment, and I'm going to expose it all. I'm not hiding anything. That's being transparent in that moment for that discussion. Now, when we get to omission, let's get there.
Now. My idea of transparency, it's more of a concept, I guess. Transparency to me is if we're talking about having sex and you are currently fornicating, but you're in the conversation as if, oh, I would never, how could anyone, blah, blah, blah. You're not being transparent. If you are sharing parts of your life on social media, like your relationship and stuff like that, and then not sharing the whole truth, or well, no.
Man, that's a whole nother conversation.
I stopped myself there because I was being a little too specific. But transparency is just like people like to show what they think people will be most okay with about them, and sometimes it's not always the whole truth.
Yeah, it wasn't the truth at all.
Is there a thing of being too honest, too truthful?
No.
Too honest and too truthful? No. I mean, you can give people too much information, but if you're okay with, like, with me, I'm pretty transparent, I think. It makes my mama uncomfortable, but yeah. But if you are being transparent, of course there's a such thing as too much information, but what am I trying to say here? Because I have a lot of things going through my head because I know a lot of people that are not transparent. So the only things they discuss are the positive things or the things that make them look
good. Well, here's the thing, and I think a lot of people do that because, and we do it every day in society, is that we as Americans, or first world, or what are we, first world.
Mm-hmm.
We don't like the ugliness, which is why we have the whole issue of I don't see color and all this kind of stuff. Because you see it because you're an African American or black or however you define yourself.
I'm black.
But what I'm saying is we don't like ugly. And I say that because in the morning when you go to work and someone says, good morning, how are you doing? And you're having a bad day, I can guarantee you 9 times out of 10, that person does not want to hear that you're having a bad day because they don't want to hear the truth of the situation, because then they become obligated or responsible for fixing it, per se, because we are a people of fixing. Yo, it is off.
Why is it going on my face?
That takes time to turn off. You know, the truth is, to piggyback off you, is we actually like being lied to.
We like being what?
We like being lied
to. Yeah, no, it makes people feel better to be a certain way or appear a certain way or to make other people feel a certain way.
I mean, nobody wants or likes their ego to be bruised. So we
It's not about bruised ego.
No, I'm saying, but sometimes when you think of yourself a certain way, you want to hear that. And when something, is it is out of the norm.
Keep talking.
No, if something doesn't, gel with what we want to hear.
I cannot deal with her.
Okay.
I won't be translucent too.
I'm sorry. No.
But I said the truth is we like to be lied to. We want to hear what we want to hear.
I don't. And I would be perfect. I don't want to be lied to
at all.
I want to be told the truth 100%. Let me cry. Let me be mad. Guess what? I'm going to get over it. And one of the things that that I posted on our page was, and it made a lot of sense to me, is that it said the worst thing about being lied to is knowing you weren't worth the truth. I mean, like, do you think that less of me that you have to lie to me? Do you think that I'm not capable or built to handle it? You know what I'm saying? You know, we do the laughing and joking about you can't handle the truth. No, nigga, yes I can. If you would just give it to me, maybe you can't handle the truth, and that's the problem.
I feel like you just hit on something right there. I think that's the problem with being transparent, is that people are afraid of what other people are going to say or other people's opinions about who they really are. I find that a lot of times, especially with me, a lot of my friends won't tell me things because they don't want to know what I'm going to say. But my thing is, if you don't want to know what I'm going to say, you already know what I'm going to say. So why not just come out and say it? But I feel like a lot of people aren't transparent because they think that it will alter people's opinions of them, and for some, not for some reason, but they want to be held in such high regard, or they feel like they're so important to the fabric of the nation that they can't be them. Like, they have, you know, you ain't the president. You know, you just the chick I sit next to at church. Why do you feel like you have to be holier than everybody, or appear to be holier than everybody sitting around you? Like, you know.
Because I'm trying to get my Jesus credits, woman.
Jesus know what's going on. Jesus know exactly. Jesus see through all that.
You
all
know
that. Jesus see through that ankle-length skirt. He know you got on a thong. You nasty.
Actually, I don't have on no drawers.
Exactly.
Now what? Now what?
Again, to get in on the conversation, you can reach us at 760-2662 and press 1.
Yes, you press, but press 1 only if you want
to
talk to us.
You can just listen.
I mean, because I don't want you to be influenced by Bree. I'm sorry,
what?
Shut up. You know what I was trying to say. You know that all this is messing up my, yeah, whatever.
I'm scared. Okay. Okay, so let's talk about the real issue with transparency, which is being honest with yourself.
That shit is hard. So, being transparent. I used to lie to get out of trouble, and I was a very skilled liar. And those tools work very well in my adult life. It's hard to be truthful because you don't want to upset everybody. You don't want to.
But we're not talking about that. We're talking about being honest with yourself.
Yeah, but maybe making everybody feel good is my truth.
And if you were really being truthful with yourself, you would know that it's some bull.
Whatever.
Breezy, do you think you're honest with yourself?
Hell no. Oh, I'm sorry. I can't speak for you. I'm sorry. Sorry.
I'm going to look out the window and see
truthfully, sorry at that. I try to be. I can't say that I always am, and let's just be honest.
Always?
No, I'm
trying
to
be.
I can't say that I'm 100% honest with myself all the time, man. And I think most people are like that. I mean, I try to be.
People don't like people who are brutally honest.
That's me.
It's not about being brutally
honest. No, I'm saying everything you come out your mouth, like, you know, girl, you know that don't look right on you.
That's me.
Unsolicited opinions is not brutal honesty. That's just being an asshole.
But no, I've gotten to a point where someone asked me, someone I've known for a long time, you know, and they'll ask me a question. And I'll be like, well, you already know how I am about answering. Do you want the truth? Or do you want... I mean, a lot of
people ask me because they want to know what I think.
I'm
not going to be like, you know, you look like a bag of grits
pants. Once I answer the question, I do not try to be malicious. I do not try to be mean. You know, but I say what I think is the truth. I think what I say, I trust that what I think needs to be heard. And so as soon as I say that, well damn, why'd I say it like that? Hey, look, you gave me free reign to answer the question the best of my knowledge, and this is how I choose to answer. So therefore, I just start asking, do you want me to lie to you, or you want to hear my truth?
I want you to tell the truth. Have you lied to me, Bree?
Not like
that would be Breezy. That would be Breezy.
Really?
Well, both of y'all.
Really?
Have y'all lied to me?
No. Yeah. About what? What are we lying about? I might have. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, I feel like the whole being honest and stuff like that.
Who
you
keeps
know,
talking to you while we're trying to do a show? That's what I want to know.
Those are people who are trying to find out about the show. Is that okay?
I guess. Are you lying to me?
I'm not.
Don't make me come over
here. Oh, Jesus.
Call on them. You were saying something, though.
I done forgot. Let me sip.
I think that I'm super honest with myself to the point where I almost beat myself up a lot. No, not almost. I do. I think I am my own worst critic, my own worst enemy. I put things in my own head that may or may not be the case, but I like to prepare myself for the worst and hope for the best, pray for the best. Does that make sense?
So that you expect the worst? So the things you put in the worst of the situation?
No, it's just like, okay, so this just happened, but this could mean this or this. So
I'm confused already.
Like, when something happens, let's say you meet a guy, right? So I meet a guy, and I'm like, maybe he was just humoring me. Maybe he's not into big girls. Maybe he, shut up. Don't look at me like that. I'm being honest. Don't do it. So, you know, there are a whole bunch of things that go through my head, and I just kind of prepare myself for goodness and or bullshit. So it's like, oh, so if, you know, if he calls and we go out, we can do this and we can do that, and he seemed really interesting and blah, blah, blah.
Paul.
What?
Do you really?
Oh, I overthink. I overanalyze.
Ma'am, if you don't sit your short ass down and understand that your ass ain't nowhere near big or anything like that, I don't know what kind of shit you going on in your head.
Excuse me,
damn.
We're not talking about
okay. that. Okay. I know we're not talking about that, but really?
No, don't have any more drinks. Wait, because I don't know how much more of this I can take. Now, here's my thing.
You don't have the struggles I have. Oh, Jesus.
What
the hell? She don't have the struggles I have, and she talking about that shit. Man.
I don't.
But go ahead. That's your truth. So I apologize.
Apparently I'm not allowed to live in it.
You're right.
You're being Bruce Jenner right now.
You're right.
Bruce Jenner. Not Caitlyn Jenner, though. Bruce Jenner.
Bruce Jenner.
You're right. I apologize. I was.
You're internalizing a lot today.
No, you're wrong in that.
You know what,
Bruce? Hey, I'll be honest, right? See, that's me being honest.
Shut the fuck up.
See? You're supposed to be lying to me.
No, I don't want to be lied to. I just said shut the fuck up. I didn't want you to tell the truth or tell a lie. I just want you to close your mouth. Anywho, I apologize, Bray.
She did, man. Chill.
What's wrong with you, yo? No.
Why are you trying to stoke her fire right now?
Really?
The flame is going down. Stop poking. Stop it, please.
Really? And see, that's this. You know what? Oh, bring it in.
Please.
Motherfucker. Remember your pressure points?
She about to remember your pressure points. Keep messing with her. No, for real. Keep messing with her. Keep playing. See what happens.
Never.
That's a big bottle right there. I'm just saying. So
you got me all riled up.
No.
The only reason why I'm riled up is because I was overly emotional about the whole Bruce Jenner thing. And so Caitlyn, Bruce, whatever the fuck, I really don't care. All I'm saying is I was already in my feelings about it because I'm thinking about the kids, and you looked at me like we were having a... That's how you looked at me. But I was already in my feelings. What?
This is the juice, though.
No, it's not the juice.
Sir, can you stop slurping? What is going on? Is this not my show? What's going on today?
What I'm saying is, is that this topic was kind of dear and near to my heart because I feel like parents sometimes can be selfish.
Oh God,
that's
a whole other show.
And you're absolutely right.
Other show.
But when I see the whole Caitlyn Jenner thing, all I think about
Caitlyn, like.
But I'm just, ma'am.
I'm
poking
the fire, right?
Ma'am, all I'm saying is that I'm already on 10 because I felt some way about this situation. The whole living a lie. It doesn't even touch the fact that, you know what? Go ahead. Let me just sip my damn tea. Shit.
Some good tea, though.
Right. It is some really good tea. But, Bree, I'm sorry. The floor is yours, and I'm going to hush. Well, here's the thing. We are amongst friends, and y'all are being able to see that this. I have a problem with parents not protecting their kids. That's a problem for me. But this topic started about it. Now, don't do that, Bree. Now, shit, you know that's where we started. Don't be. And this is why people don't want to be truthful to your ass.
What? I never said nobody wanted to be truthful to me. What are you talking about?
I'm scared. You're yelling at me.
No, I'm scared because you are tripping. And every time I try to redirect the conversation, you bring it back and start tripping again.
Because I'm mad as hell. That was wrong. Okay. And
Okay.
Nobody's talking about the children. That's all I'm saying. That's all. Nobody's talking about the kids. That's
I'm just
all.
Going to sing Negro spirituals for the next 34 minutes. Swing low, sweet chariot. Somebody please come get me out of here. So our next topic is lies by omission. Okay, so listen. I know this girl, right? Who, hold on. Actually, let's go back to being honest with yourself. Because this is going to go into lies by omission. I know a girl who could not tell you the truth if you wrote it on a piece of paper and asked her to read it.
Wow, that's more, that's past habitual.
Is your mic on? No, it's not.
Nothing. That is way past habitual.
That is, yeah, that is. That is habitual liar.
Habitual liar.
So she was never honest with herself, so she was never honest with anyone else, and so when I met her, I ignored the red flags because I wasn't aware that they were red flags because she wasn't honest with herself, so she believed her own bullshit. So when she was saying it to me, I believed it as well.
Right?
So she lied about her living situation. She lied about her marriage. She said that she was married, however, which was true. She was married, just not to the man that she was living with, the one that she was calling her husband. Right. So that brings us to lies by omission. Because how do you, like, she wanted to be friends with me, but I don't think anything she ever said was the whole truth.
Well,
like ever. And so when I would start asking questions, she would get funky.
You're not supposed to ask questions.
F that S. You are not going to piss on my leg and tell me it's raining. I'm asking questions. I'm be like, why the rain smell like ammonia? I need to know. I need to damn know.
Why? Why do you need to know?
Because you're trying to be my friend, bitch, and you lying. You trying to lie. Deidre, now you stoking my fire? You want me to get amped up? Not going to happen. Not going to do it. I'm not going to be here with my arms all flailing around and a vein popping out of my forehead. Not going to do it.
Veins don't pop out of my forehead.
You ain't see what we saw. So, she failed to mention that she would volunteer lies. She like, if volunteering lies was like a thing, like she could open up a charity and just volunteer lives to anybody. Like she would be so successful if it was a nonprofit organization. She just used to volunteer lives. Like, oh, you're married? Yeah, but I lost my wedding ring and he said he wasn't gonna buy me another one. Oh, the man that you're living with that turns out wasn't true.
Where was her actual husband at?
Somewhere like that bitch is crazy, far, far away. Ask me how I found out, though.
How'd you find out?
I had to do a Maryland court case search on that bitch because I knew something was wrong. Let me tell you something. I'll look you up. If I think you're lying, I am the inch-high private eye. I'm going to find out. I'm going to get to the bottom of it. And I'll never say one word. I will let you lie until I'm like, yep, not doing this anymore. And then I'll just fade to black. That was me fading to black, in case y'all missed it out there. What's so funny, Breezy?
No.
You laugh for a reason.
That the fact that someone could live with a man or woman that's not their husband or wife, claiming that person is still married to somebody. I mean, actually married to somebody. Like, how does that happen?
So that's not like a big...
That's not uncommon.
Anomaly, you know what I'm saying?
No, I know it's not, but I'm just saying, like, how does it get to a point where two people are actually married and one is living with another man or woman?
Again, that's...
Did you see The Color Purple? Everybody in that movie was married and lived with somebody else.
Right. I mean, like, that's not totally unrealistic.
I mean, that's a thing, but that's not even the point. The point is, why did I even need to know you were married? Like, why did that even have to be a thing?
So,
yeah.
You know, so our conversation is living a lie. But there are people, as you stated earlier in the conversation, that people who overshare. They overshare because they don't have anything to add. They have stuff to add. They just have nothing of value or substance to add. So, you know, I feel like there are a lot of people, especially with Facebook, and I
just because the box is empty doesn't mean you have to fill it up.
No, but here's the thing. There are a lot of people who get intimidated by Facebook. You know, you're living this fabulous life, or, you know, you're going on vacation, your families are all gathering and y'all are all loving on each other. And I don't have that. So I need to dig within and post that too, so that I can show you that I'm kind of on your level. You know, not the level of we have the big house that's 4 bedrooms or 3 bedrooms or whatever, but we're still on the same level of we have a family dynamic of, you know, husband, wife, children, you know, so I need to portray that so that I can stay in the circle. You know what I'm saying? And so people get caught up of trying to compete with that. So they start lying by pictures or by statuses. so that they can fit in the circles that they have identified with, because that's what where they want to be. And then when Bree, who comes in, who is a Inspector Gadget, who said, bitch, you lying. That's not true.
I see that shit in your profile picture.
You're not married to that dude. You know what I'm saying?
But see, my thing is, I wouldn't even call anybody out like that.
But here's the thing. You wouldn't call out, but there are people, because guess what? There are Facebook gangsters, or how we want to call them, that will call you out on everything.
But listen, this is how I know she knew she was lying.
But
she used to always deactivate her Facebook page.
Well, like, whether, well, drama. However
like,
you...
I've been on Facebook for 100 years and had no drama.
Well, but here's the thing. See, but that's the thing. You are confident in who Bree is. I'm not confident in who I am. So to be a part of Bree's space, because I envy that, I need to orchestrate this whole dynamic of something. You know what I'm saying?
No.
You know what I'm saying?
No. I understand. I totally understand.
What? But when somebody does...
It's all about a picture.
Mm-hmm.
This person is all about what you see.
Speaks a thousand words.
What you see is so not what you get. But she works really hard. Like, it almost reminds me of Think Like a Man. Did you see that movie?
Which one? One or two?
The first one.
Yeah,
when they work really, really hard to pretend to be somebody else, if they had put half that effort into actually being that person, they could have saved themselves a whole lot of trouble.
Okay, but again,
she puts a lot of effort into appearing to be somebody, but then when people find out, bitch, you lying, that's why you ain't got no friends.
Well, see, but I'm saying, if people were, because Americans don't like the truth. We don't like the truth.
We discussed that, right?
We don't like that. So if I were to tell you my whole life story. If I were to tell you my whole life story.
Oh, I need a whole life story.
But I'm saying, if
no,
I
also don't want you to tell me that.
God dang it, Bree! If I tell you my whole life story and you look at it and you say, I ain't touching that. Ma'am, you don't fit the current requirements to
but
be.
But here's my thing.
But we do prejudge, is what I'm saying.
No, I definitely. But here's my thing. When you lie to me.
But if I didn't lie. Fuck your options. Because I'm saying that if I told you my truth, Bree, and all that Bree is, you would be like, yeah, you're not worthy of my circle.
Here's my thing. If you told me the truth,
I would still.
Here's the thing that I tell people all the time after they fucking lie to me. You took my option away. I don't even have any other choice but to dismiss you because you fucking lied. But had you told me this in the beginning.
But you're so awesome. I want to impress you.
Are you being a dick right now?
I'm not being a dick, but I'm just saying that you need to understand that there are people who
are
going to... There are people who are going to be intimidated by you, Bree, because you live in this space of awesomeness to them. And I want to be close to you. I want to be influenced. I want to hear you. I want to talk to you. I want to be motivated by you. And if I tell you how rock bottom or how fuck shit I am, you may be like, oh, no, bitch, I don't even want to associate with that because...
But that's my damn choice.
And you're right. So if I can do whatever I need to do to get in your space, then I'm going to try and do that. Yes, it's fucked up, but yes, people do it.
I know. Oh,
and guess what? By that, you motivate them to be better. However,
bitch is still the same.
Well,
she is on best friend number 5 in 3 years. Maybe 4.
You know what, y'all? Out there in amongst friends, family, life, if y'all could just see what I just saw, y'all would be like,
And while y'all doing that, y'all can contact us
at 760-683-2662. Get in on the
Wait,
real.
What did you just see?
You can get us on Twitter at @amongst_friends.
You're an elitist.
Facebook page. And
yeah,
Amongst Friends radio.
How am I an elitist, though?
To some people. Because I want to be in your space.
Why?
And I've, because, motherfucker, I think you awesome. You see what I'm saying?
No, but seriously, I'm a persuasive person, but I'm not a manipulator.
And she dropped the mic. Breezy, really? We were getting back on page, and you just lost it.
Sorry.
She even had a bra this week.
I wore a bra. Twice this week. I wore one to the gym this morning, and
I
wore one to church on Sunday.
I hope so.
Well, bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But, you know, they do sit upright, so.
I'm sorry. Wait, what are we talking about? I'm living my truth right now, my braless truth right now.
I saw some pictures of Brie.
Ma'am, no, we're not going to do this.
You asked her a question earlier this week. No, this morning. You asked a question.
This morning?
Yeah, in the text message. Yes.
No, I am not showing you my breasts. What is wrong
with you? Wait, no, hold up. I didn't ask her that.
No, but you asked her what kind of bra she wore. No, yesterday.
Oh, I did ask
you. Oh, yeah, you
did
ask me that.
I did.
Anyway.
But you wasn't there to see what I saw. And even though we don't talk about this, I just want to shout out to my girl JJ. Not wait, no, that's Janice. JS. So I'm looking at them. I just want you to know that. Even though you probably don't listen to the show, I just want you to know they're here in the presence. And I'm going to hug her.
What? Oh.
I
just realized what you're talking about. You're going to get your ass beat. Anyway.
So, Gina.
Oh.
I'm calling you out, even though you're not even listening to the show. But if it so happens that JJ is listening, I want you to tell her I'm going to hug her.
Yes, sir, we do. We call folks out on the show. We call folks out on the show.
This night has not gone how I expected.
Actually, it's better than what you expected, and you don't even realize it.
I've been, I can't even.
You know what's so funny? You go left, and you go three right. You don't know how you got there.
Is that Negro math? Because I don't know what that means.
Gina,
too long, so
I just called.
You know we can hear you, right?
Oh my, yo, shut
we
up.
Can hear you, ma'am.
Doesn't matter. I'm telling my truth, cause that's what the show is about.
Ding.
So, in case you didn't know, tonight's show is about living your truth.
And
no,
I'm
tonight's show is about living a damn lie.
Well, guess what? I'm not living no damn lies. I want to tell the truth, all of it.
I'm going to tell the truth.
Wait. Lady T said it's not a lie if you believe it. I believe it.
Okay. Listen, I was supposed to be hosting. But I have no idea what the hell just went on tonight.
Okay. But this was good.
I'm just finna be honest. I have no idea what's going on. Breezy is in a whole other group on Facebook
right now.
And D is having a whole other conversation on the other end of the table.
But I'm not.
And I'm just.
And I'm not here.
Well, we could talk about what you didn't do.
Look, man, okay. I didn't know how until 5 minutes ago.
But no, that's not true.
Okay.
So you're gonna tell a lie when there's truth about the truth?
No.
Okay. So how long did you know that you was gonna talk about living a lie? So let's talk about that.
this morning? Yesterday.
No.
Yesterday.
No.
Was I yesterday?
Yes.
No, I think I asked you on Tuesday.
I'm pretty sure she asked me yesterday.
Mr. What's his name?
Oh! I.
Well, there you go. So you need to go on and get
dust on my hands, but thank you,
Breezy. But you need to give Breezy a high five or some shit, because if
you
I said it on
wood and a high five.
Oh. Oh. Breezy ain't got no pants. Let me tell you. Wait. No, hold up. So while we telling the truth, so when we tell the truth, I ain't gonna tell you about the text that I got, Bree. And I'm gonna show you right now because I was like, I don't even know how to I don't even know how to respond to this.
Back to the show.
And I was like, what do we do with this?
I'm pretty sure I could figure out something.
I'm sure you could, but I was like, I've been assaulted.
Oh, Jesus. Hey, there's a man outside walking up the hill.
No! I was like, Breezy! I just saw all kinds of hair curls and everything.
Oh, my goodness. That's what you call paco meat. That's not taco meat. That's like smooth. That's like
listen, I was not ready for it.
And we're back?
We're actually 8 minutes in. 8 seconds in.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry about that.
Sorry about that. You know, we got
all this angst.
No, you know what? This is why it's called amongst friends, because we are amongst.
We are amongst friends, and you know, sometimes that shit needs to be on pause for just a second.
All that angst and strife that we got going on.
That Bree got going on and stuff with this damn topic. I mean, I should have told her that this was one of those conversations that I'm not ready for because I hadn't dealt with it because I looked at the show on Monday.
I ain't see that shit.
Well, you didn't see it, but I saw it. And, you know, I could have said and been truthful and said, Bree, I'm feeling some kind of way, so maybe we should wait till I die down.
And you know what I would have said?
She looked at you.
See what I'm saying? So if you would have said that, then all the shit that you done said, please help me. You have to retract.
Nah, man.
See what I'm saying?
Nah, I do.
Ninja. That's all I'm gonna say. Because a lot of shit has went down. Can I just say that I am waiting on a job offer?
That you will get.
They checked
me. Declare it.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing.
I'm declaring
no,
it.
Here, no, listen. Ma'am. I don't want to go to church.
We need cameras. Dude.
Ma'am.
We need cameras.
Listen. That you're absolutely right because she is acting up and she knows that she wouldn't be acting up if there was cameras on her face and there's 9 minutes left. Ma'am, stop it. But here's the thing. I'm excited, but I haven't gotten an offer. They called me 2 days ago and asked for references and they've called all references and they've told all references that they're going to make an offer. So I make.
I don't come to your job and smack the microphones out of your face.
Go ahead, it's your show.
It's mine.
I'm praying for you. I got you.
Okay, so the last question was, have you ever lied when confronted with the truth? And my answer is yes. And the reason for that is because other people were implicated. Like, if you ask me a question about something that only has to do with me, then I'll answer you.
Oh, I know.
But that. If you're asking me, oh, I heard you and so-and-so was such and such, even if me and so-and-so just finished and I just wiped the corners of my mouth, I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, Jesus. In 8 minutes and 35 seconds, Jesus, she done dropped the mic and the earphones. Oh, Lord, what has she implicated? Bree is over here. I mean, Bree. over here with his mouth down to the damn floor. I am surprised. God dang it, Bree. What am I supposed to do with that? I don't even know how to describe it. I am just flabbergasted. Oh, my God. What is going on? Ah!
So
oh.
Maybe.
Oh, let me drink my tea. It's white, but I'm going to drink it.
All I'm saying is...
I need another olive, Jesus.
There's a time to not tell the truth.
Oh, Jesus.
Take the wheel, Jesus.
You know, I'm going to press... I'm going to do a Mimi on you.
A Mimi?
Girl. She done said, oh, Jesus.
Take the wheel.
If y'all were here.
That's how many cameras I'm trying to go to.
Yeah, you know what? Not next week. But the week after next.
Oh, I will be turned up that week.
Why, is that your birthday?
I don't care about your rat-ass birthday.
Gemini, he runs shit.
I didn't even know it was his birthday.
Did you know anything?
Well, if you were on Facebook instead of being in the group, then you would have seen him post that about being a Gemini during the show. Well, he was also on another website during the show.
Mm-hmm.
Check his timeline. Quit.
Well,
check his timeline.
That's neither here nor there.
Oh, no. It's
because
I'm a Gemini.
Because what I'm going to apologize for, because I'm being publicly honest with all y'all, is that I did not post in the group at all tonight because I was in my feelings.
You
didn't.
You posted once.
Once.
But I'm saying I didn't post in our fan page. I did publicize, and I hope y'all are listening. I'm going to give a shout out to
Dr. T.
No, I'm giving shout outs to groups. And no, I'm not going to give a shout out because we posted in a group that's a private group. Well, actually, I can't even. It's a private group, so I can't even shout out because it's a private group. So to even shout out would be.
Snitching.
Thanks for listening, though.
But I do. So I appreciate y'all listening, even though I kind of did kind of take over Bree's show tonight.
I mean, if y'all could see them arms flailing, she was in it to win.
Okay, first of all, let me just be honest and say, because this is an honest topic, I got daddy issues. And I'm still pissed off at my daddy because he ain't apologized. If he would just apologize, I'd be good.
You know what, though? I feel you on that because my daddy called me one day. I think I told y'all this. Like a couple years ago, like 2 years ago.
Well, I didn't know you 2 years ago.
No, I'm saying I told y'all that this happened. He called me like 2 years ago, and he said, he asked me what my social security number is. He's a police officer.
Oh, no, you
Listen,
didn't tell that.
He's
comes
a police
to...
officer.
But I
just
want to tell you, you didn't tell us that story.
Okay. But he asked me for my social security number because he said, I know I wasn't always a good father or a good
He shouldn't
know,
have asked
you.
That shit.
Listen.
But I'm just saying, two years, motherfucker, you shouldn't ask.
What?
You should never ask for your social. But go ahead.
What the hell is she even talking about?
Nigga, he should never call and ask you for your social.
Can I tell you why?
Please? But I don't give a fuck why he called. He should never ask. Don't rub my arm.
He's bugging. Can we?
I'm not bugging. Listen. If you ain't been an active participant, you should never call and ask for my social.
Can I tell you why?
Ever.
Can I tell you why?
Nigga, did you die?
He was putting me down as a beneficiary so when he passed away, I could get money. That's why he asked
for my That's still not a good reason.
Nigga's ill.
No, I'm not ill. Nigga, you supposed to call and ask my social because you put me on your damn medical insurance.
See, I used to be on his insurance.
Used to be.
My first contact. I'm a grown-ass woman. I don't need to be on his insurance.
You're right. I told y'all earlier in the show that I got daddy issues,
and
I'm
drinking Belvedere out of the
small bottle
with a straw.
No. Oh wait. So don't no. 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 And
Martini, she just dumped the olive. She dumped the olive juice into the bottle of Belvedere, and then she stuck a straw.
But you know what?
No. Wait. Goddamn. In 2 minutes and 57 seconds of the show, ain't no goddamn straw been here. So we gonna be truthful. It is in a goddamn wine glass. And I ain't going to be ashamed about drinking no Belvedere and no olive juice because this is a dirty martini. So don't be fronting on this shit, Bree. But what I will say is that shit that was said earlier, because I don't remember, because I've been drinking Belvedere and olive juice, is I don't remember. Boo. There ain't no goddamn juice in this shit. I can do this all kinds of ways. Ain't shit in it.
Okay, listen, I would like to thank you all for listening.
It's still 2 minutes and 14 seconds.
I'm making an executive decision to shut this shit down because you
I'm not.
Nervous.
You know what? Even though we don't have any callers actually in the queue, I refuse to shut the call down. So you're going to have to go all the way to 9.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are witnessing live how we get down at Amongst Friends.
Because we are Amongst Friends.
That's how we do.
You know what?
You
going to call Jesus in it?
You don't know what route this show is going to go. That's how we get down.
But what you will have had is a full hour and a half of straight conversation.
You will have an experience, that's for sure. You will have a true
Bree on her Jesus moment.
90 seconds of Jesus.
But what we won't do, I will cut her. I will turn off her mic. Let me get in this shit. I'm going to
turn
off
her
mic. I will turn your microphone.
It's my show.
But you doing Jesus.
We need Jesus right
you know
now.
What? I got Jesus.
Together.
I got Jesus within me.
Yes, you do. And I mean, I'm drawing him out.
So act like
So I declare that your job situation will come through favorably for you. I declare it.
What the?
Your job situation. I'm praying for you. It's going to come out for you. I'm trying to speak life into you. All right, I'm going. All right, I'm out. I'm trying to speak life into you. It's how you trip.
Well, you continue on.
I'm trying.
With 6 left?
Continue on.
Turn everybody's microphone off. I'm gone.
Because you are acting like
you're hollering in here and cutting the food.
I'm not cutting the food. I'm just being truthful. Which is
peace.
Y'all have a good night.
Yeah, peace.
Which is true.
Thank y'all for coming out.
Conversation. So you know how we do. Hit us back every Wednesday night from 8 to 9:30.
I love you.
Don't